Would you like to dance? He held out his hand. She stared at it for a moment, then finally rested her hand on his. The physical contact threw her totally off balance. Tingles danced through her, and when his fingers closed around hers, heated awareness flickered through her. She took a last sip of her drink and placed it on a passing waiter's tray as Mr. Blair led her to the dance floor. Before she knew it, his arm swept around her and her body pressed close to his as he swirled her around the floor. The soft wool of his jacket brushed against the naked swell of her breasts, and her nipples hardened at the contact. She breathed in his spicy male scent, sending her heart fluttering. He was so big, so utterly masculine. "So, Cindy," he murmured against her ear, his breath sending goosebumps dancing across her neck. "You're dressed as a sub. Does that mean you enjoy being dominated?" She lifted her head in surprise at his brashness, but froze when faced with his charming smile. Her heart pounded in her chest, and she wanted, no, needed, so badly to have more than this brief contact. She yearned to live out her fantasy of being with him, even just once. He still stared at her expectantly, and she knew he was waiting for an answer. At a loss, she just nodded. His smile spread wider. He turned her around, then rested his hands on her shoulders and guided her from the floor, walking behind her. Once they were off the dance floor, he leaned in close, his lips near her ear. "Come with me." His words, spoken in that deep, silky voice, were like a siren's call. She could no more resist them than she could resist breathing. He took her hand and she followed him from the crowded room, then up the stairs to a hallway. When they reached the end, he opened a door and led her into a room. It was a cozy suite with heavy draperies over the window, a king-sized four-poster bed in dark wood, and a sitting area with a couch and two armchairs. As soon as he closed the door, he took her hand and drew her close. His arms wrapped around her and his hand flattened on her back, holding her tight to his body. She gazed up into his granite eyes. Then his lips brushed against her jaw, nuzzling lightly, and her whole world imploded. His mouth captured hers and his tongue dipped between her lips, gliding inside with quiet authority. He stroked her tongue and she quivered in his arms, melting against him. "I want you," he nipped her earlobe, "and I'm used to getting what I want." Her breath caught. His finger trailed along the edge of her mask and dipped under it as if he were going to peel it away. She stiffened, and he laughed. "As I thought. You wear this sexy fuck-me outfit because you have the courage of anonymity. You don't want me to remove your mask, do you?" She shook her head adamantly. "Good. You'll be my mystery woman, and I won't know your name or what you look like, but you will obey my commands." He smiled, his dark eyes glittering. "You will do everything I say, without question." She peered at him as a shiver raced through her. God, this couldn't be happening. "And you will stay silent. Only speak if you change your mind and want to stop. But if you do, this is over. Do you understand?" She nodded, excitement skittering through her. God, this was perfect. She could be with him without him realizing who she was. His mouth found hers again and she melted against him. She couldn't believe it. After all her fantasizing and her hot dreams of being with him, Ryan Blair, the man she'd longed for ever since she'd started working for him 6 months ago, was kissing her. And he was going to touch her. God, he was going to fuck her. She had longed for this moment and had been sure it would never happen. But now, butterflies fluttered through her stomach as his arms tightened. Then she felt his hard, solid cock against her belly, and it became more real than she was ready for. She gasped and stepped back, or at least tried to, but his arms held her tight. "Don't tell me you're getting cold feet." His hand cupped her ass and he pulled her closer, his cock cradled against her melting mound. "I want you, and I don't intend to let you get away."